نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Over the past few nights, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been discussing important qualities to develop to make us better Muslims, better human beings. Qualities such as sincerity, generosity, giving preference to others over ourselves, and being the last of the odd nights, and who knows, it could be the last of the nights of Ramadan. We will discuss one quality to remind ourselves with regards to the entire purpose and the objective of the month of Ramadan. And it is also a quality of the heart, and it is a quality of taqwa. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained this fasting upon us, just as it was ordained amongst the nations before you. But what is the purpose? What is the objective of the fasting? Is so that you develop this quality of taqwa. That was the purpose of the fasting. The khatams of the Quran Sharif that we made, alhamdulillah, we got a lot of thawab for that. The taraweeh salah that we completed or we performed, inshallah, we will receive lots of reward for that. The charities that we gave, lots of rewards would have been achieved. But the real purpose of the month of Ramadan, the real purpose of the fasting, was to achieve this quality and this capability of applying taqwa in our lives. And this taqwa, once we've achieved it, and Allah has proved it to us in this month of Ramadan, that you were able to restrain yourself. Because taqwa, this quality of restraining ourselves from violating any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's coupled with this conscious awareness that Allah is watching. As Hazrat Shakim Akhtar Sahib says, Jo karta hai, tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se, that which you do in secrecy, Allah is watching you. And this, mashallah, we heard in the Taraweeh also, the khatam of the Quran Sharif, and then the recommencement of the Quran-e-Majeed. Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That this Quran is a means of guidance and hidayat, taqwa walo ke liye, for those individuals who have got the quality of taqwa. So this taqwa is a very important quality for us to develop, and Allah has proved it to us that taqwa is for everyone. It's not for an elite class of people, you know, only those people who come from a certain family, or only for the ulama, or only for the huffaz. Each and every Muslim can develop this quality of taqwa. And there are great virtues and rewards for adopting the quality of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah loves those who have got taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah Ta'ala's ma'iyyat is with, Allah is with those who have got the quality of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That the person who adopts the quality of taqwa, Allah will make a way out for him from every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will sustain him from sources unknown. And there's a beautiful story which Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali mentions in Fazail-e Hajj. And our late Mu'ayyin Sahib Rahmatullah has also mentioned the story as an inspiration of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the door for that individual who has got taqwa. And the story also, yesterday we discussed the quality of tawakkul, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a beautiful quality to develop as a believer. And the story has both of these. And it was a story of an individual who had gone for Hajj. And he had gone for Hajj after saving lots of money, or saving for a lengthy period of time rather, and just managed to, you know, make it financially to perform the Hajj. And after he had performed the Hajj, he stayed on for a few days until a point came where all his provisions had now been depleted. He had nothing left. And he remained in that condition when one day as he was going towards the Haram, his eye fell on a necklace that was lying outside the Haram. So he picked up the necklace, and because he was an honest person, for the next few days he continuously announced, "Is there anybody that has lost a necklace? Anyone that has not lost a necklace?" And he continuously, you know, called out, but to no avail. So then he thought to himself that it seems like, you know, I am in a financial predicament. I've got nothing. Perhaps this is sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he now had decided that, look, I rather now sell this necklace and get some money, and, you know, I can buy some provisions and continue to sustain myself. When suddenly the owner of the necklace, who was looking for his necklace in another part of the Haram, somebody told him, "No, we've been hearing for a few days on this side, somebody calling out, why don't you go to this side?" And somehow the other, finally he ended up at this person's place of residing, accommodation. And he said that, "I believe that you have been calling out for a necklace." So this person said, can you give me a description of the necklace?" So he gave the exact description. This person said, "The thought came in my mind that, you know, I can easily say that, you know, sorry man, it's not the right description. And you know, I but then I thought to myself that Allah is watching. Allah is aware." And he then gave the necklace to this person. And the owner of the necklace was so excited and so happy that he managed to get this necklace back, that he felt it his duty now to reward this person for his honesty. So he took out a sum of money and he said, "Listen, this is for you, for your honesty. I really appreciate it." But then he thought to himself that, you know, I did this action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't do it for anyone else. So he then placed his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he refused to accept this. He refused to accept it. Anyway, the story continued until eventually he was now returning back to his home. And whilst returning by ship, those days they used to travel by ship, the ship went through some difficulty and stormy waters until eventually the ship was damaged and began to sink. And somehow or the other, this person, Allah Ta'ala saved him. He managed to hold on to some boards or some rafts or whatever it was. And he was washed off to a unknown island. There people were passing by. They saw him. They immediately brought him to the town. They saw to him. He needed some medical attention. They saw to him. And they began taking care of him until he regained his strength. And then he realized that, look, there's a Muslim community here. So he said, "Listen, I know the Quran and Majid. I've been blessed with the Quran. I can perform the Salah for you all and I can teach your children Quran." So in this way, he sort of became the imam of the local masjid and he started teaching the children Quran. In this way, perhaps a few months or years passed when the people of the town said, "Listen, you know, we are so happy with you, with your integrity, with your nature. We would like you to settle down, you know, permanently in our town. So for you to settle down, we want you to get married here." So he obliged. So they said, "No, but we've got the right girl for you." And they took him, he saw the girl, the proposal was put, accepted everything. And now after the nikah, when he walks into the room where his wife, his bride, is now waiting, he enters the room, and as he enters the room, he is dumbfounded. His eye falls on the necklace that is on the neck of his bride, his wife. And when he looks at this necklace, he inquires from her that, "Where did you get this necklace from?" So she said, "No, there's a very unique story behind this necklace." She says, "This necklace belonged to my father. And my father had lost this necklace when he went for Hajj. And for days and days he was searching for the necklace. He was very, very agitated, very, very concerned that where is this necklace?" And then she says that there was a young pious man who found this necklace, and he was so honest that he kept the necklace and he refused to take any payment for the necklace. So ever since that day, my father used to make dua that, "Oh Allah, bless my daughter with a husband who has the piety like that man in the Hajj." So he became emotional and he said that, "I am that very man." So Hazrat Sheikh Zakir Rahmatullah Ali mentions this incident. And this is an example of a وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The person who adopted taqwa, Allah Ta'ala creates a way out for that person. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain that person from sources unimaginable. And further Allah says, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever will place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will suffice for that individual. Therefore, in this month of Ramadan, let us make a firm resolution that, "Ya Allah, I need to keep this taqwa with me all the time." Another couplet of Hazrat Wala, "Ke main jahan bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe." That, "Oh Allah, whichever environment I am, wherever I go, oh Allah, make it such that my taqwa remains safe and my taqwa remains sound." And yes, it happens, we are human beings. On one occasion, I think it was Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali who mentioned that, somebody asked him that, "Hazrat, how can I remain muttaqi all the time?" So he said that, "Bawuzu rehna kaisa hai?" That how will you remain? We say a person, he's bawuzu, he's always in the state of wuzu. So does it mean that the person's wuzu never breaks? It doesn't mean that. He's a human being. He has to go and, answer the call of nature. So in the same way, what happens is, as soon as he answers the call of nature and, it comes back, he refreshes, he renews his wudu. So in the same way, we are human beings. We make mistakes. We slip. We fall. Our emotions get the better of us. We, make decisions sometimes that we don't factor everything in. And so we make a mistake, we slip. But as soon as we realize that we've made a mistake, as soon as we've realized we've erred, we should not delay whatsoever. Immediately, renew your taqwa. Renew your taqwa, refresh that taqwa. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah and istighfar. Seek Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. But this person too will be counted amongst the muttaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. We should make dua. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. These are all duas that we can make to purify our hearts. And then, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Oh Allah, bless us with this quality of hidayat. Grant us hidayat and bless us with the quality of taqwa. So ask, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the unlimited treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this wealth of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we can maintain this taqwa after the month of Ramadan. There are certain steps that we can take to ensure that the taqwa is our spiritual heart remains alive. Many things that we can do. One is maintain, the performance of our salah. Make sure that we are making istighfar daily. Try and ensure that we are also making some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa hai. That when the person does not make dhikr during the day, then eventually that soul becomes weak. And when the soul becomes weak, then the person, is overpowered easily by nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan get the better of the person. So try and find some time during the day where we recite, whether it is the first kalima at least 100 times, the name of Allah 100 times, istighfar 100 times, durood sharif 100 times, little bit of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and every effort should be made to stay away from disobeying the command of Allah. In fact, that should be the greatest effort. Sometimes you'll find people, they make a lot of dhikr, a lot of wazifas. Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah used to say that sometimes a person makes so many wazifas that soon he can get the title of wazifji. That's the amount of wazifas he's reading. So wazifas and then tawizas. The person has got a lot of tawizas. But the person is not staying away from violating the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest nahusat. That will bring the greatest bad luck in our lives. The taweez is apni jagah par hai, but if the person has not, shut the door of sins, then that bad luck will still carry on coming to our lives. So you have to make sure that every effort is made to give up sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us the himmat and courage. So effort on giving up sins. And then another very easy way to develop the quality of taqwa, that stay in the company of the muttaqi. And we've mentioned this repeatedly with regards to so many qualities. If you spend time in the company of people of qualities, you will develop qualities. Just as if we spend time in bad company, it's going to have an effect. Rasulullah said in the hadith, Al-wahdatu khayrun min jalisi su. Wal-jalisu salih khayrun min al-wahda. That to be alone, to be in solitude is better than having bad company. And to have good company is better than being alone. So we should try our best to have some good company. And inshallah, this will be a very easy way for us to develop wonderful qualities. May Allah Ta'ala open up the way for us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ اللہم لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث اصلح لنا شأننا کلہ ولا تکلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عین اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله او كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving most loving most caring Allah Ya Allah tonight is the last of the odd nights Ya Allah Oh Allah it is the last of the possibilities of the night of power Ya Allah Oh Allah if we did not find the night of power In the previous nights, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and tonight is the last night which could potentially be the night of Qadr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, do not deprive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and even if it is not the night of power, Ya Allah, but it could be the last night of the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this is the last opportunity that we may have, Ya Allah. We do not know whether we will see another month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, life is so uncertain, Ya Allah. There were so many people with us, Ya Allah, fit, young, healthy, now they are gone, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we do not know whether we will see another Ramadan, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, if we have not yet been forgiven, Ya Allah, this is our last chance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, hum gunahgar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you knew everything, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, nothing was hidden from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you saw the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. The sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. The sins of our ears, Ya Allah. The sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you saw every single sin that we had committed, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you still gave us a chance tonight, Ya Allah. To raise our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, had it been any other Allah, the moment we looked at haram, you would have made us blind. The moment we listened to haram, you would have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, you would have made us dumb. The moment we walked or touched haram, you would have paralyzed us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you wanted, you could have sent the lightning from the sky to destroy us, Ya Allah. You would have caused the earth to swallow us, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, despite our sins, Ya Allah, where will we find such a kind Allah? Where will we find such a merciful Allah? Oh Allah, there is no other Allah for us besides you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we beseech you tonight, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah.
Allah forgive those sins which we commit knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Allah, no one can question you that why did you forgive those sinners who raised their begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know we have a mountain of sins, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. If our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. Oh Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from sinful ones like us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Abhi maaf farma dijiye. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our family members, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon the Muslims who are suffering throughout the world, Ya Allah. Especially in Gaza, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, ajjil bi nasrihim ya qawiyu ya aziz. Oh Allah, send down your unseen help to them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the enemies grant them hidayat. Lekin agar hidayat muqaddar nahi, to unko barbaad kar de. Oh Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed the Aad and Thamud, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know that it's because of our sins that they are suffering, Ya Allah. Therefore, we beseech you tonight, Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Oh Allah, bless us with the dawlat of taqwa. This month of Ramadan was to develop this quality of taqwa. Oh Allah, if we have not yet developed the quality of taqwa, then Ya Allah, tonight we ask you, oh Allah, please bless us with the quality of taqwa, Ya Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Bless us with the quality of taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with the quality of ikhlas, Ya Allah. Bless us with the quality, Ya Allah, of ithar, Ya Allah. Bless us with the quality of tawakkul, Ya Allah. With the quality of generosity, Ya Allah. With the quality of love for others, Ya Allah. With the quality of a forgiving and loving and caring heart, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with the noble akhlaq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain in this life of sins, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are moving towards our graves, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we are still so attached to this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we will leave this world behind, Ya Allah. That car will be left behind. That house will be left behind. That property portfolio will be left behind. The gold and silver will be left behind, Ya Allah. We'll only go with our kafans, Ya Allah. And our good deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the realization, Ya Allah, that this world is temporary, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the assets of this world are temporary, Ya Allah. The glitter and the glamour of this world is temporary, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Oh Allah, the water of ghusl will be poured on our bodies, Ya Allah. The kafan, Ya Allah, we will be adorned with the sheets of kafan, Ya Allah. We will be lowered into the grave, Ya Allah. All alone, Ya Allah. Allah, before the waters of ghusl are poured on our bodies, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to pour the water of tawbah on our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, before the garment of the kafan, we are adorned with the garment of kafan, Ya Allah. Allah, adorn our hearts with the libas of taqwa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when we go into the grave, Ya Allah, make our grave a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Ya Allah, all the good deeds that we had done in this world, Ya Allah, let it be an investment and a means of illuminating our grave, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah-e Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. Allah, cause our soul to depart, Ya Allah. Lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai, to jaha bhi ho, barkat wali maut nasib farma. Wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barkat, Ya Allah. Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, tonight we beseech you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Oh Allah, people are asking you for many things, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we are asking you from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your recognition, Ya Allah. Make us like those fish that swim deep down in your ocean of mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, how he loved his ummah, Ya Allah. How he sacrificed for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Today the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is filled with disunity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is so much of disunity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the ummah in one piece, Ya Allah. Today the ummah has been fragmented into a million pieces, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us of those that unites the ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from ever being amongst those that, Ya Allah, sows discord and disunity within the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, how can we forget the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Sharif, Ya Allah, how much of difficulty he went through, Ya Allah. How much of toil and trial and strife and tribulation, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, thorns were placed in his pathway, Ya Allah. Ash was thrown on his body, Ya Allah. He was spat at, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on the Mubarak back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he walked to Taif and he was stoned like a dog, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but yet he forgave, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in the battle of Uhud, Ya Allah, the rings of the helmet had penetrated the Mubarak jaw of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but still he forgave, Ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people. They don't know who I am. They do not realize who I am, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of Khandaq, Ya Allah, two stones tied to his Mubarak belly, Ya Allah. How much of difficulty he went through for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. He cried and cried for his ummah. Ya Allah, in his farewell pilgrimage, there too he didn't forget his ummah. From Dhuhr till Maghrib, crying for the sake of his ummah. When every single mother will run from her child, Ya Allah. When parents will run from their children, Ya Allah. Brothers and sisters will run away from each other, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. Where every single Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be crying to Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, oh Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq to emulate the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to implement the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, Ya Allah. Make us ambassadors of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the love of Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Makkah Sharif, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Umrah, take them for Umrah. Those who have not gone for Hajj, Ya Allah, take them for Hajj, Ya Allah. Those who are in Umrah, or who have just returned from Umrah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept their Umrah. Oh Allah, and grant them the tawfiq to remain steadfast, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how beautiful it was, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, even whilst we are making dua, Ya Allah, we can sense that sakina and that tranquility, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is a peace of mind, Ya Allah, that even if we have to pass away in this condition, Ya Allah, it will be a Mubarak death, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have recited so much of the Kalam-e-Majid, Ya Allah. Our masajid were filled, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, hymning, Ya Allah, with the sound of the tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what a wonderful atmosphere it was, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what is going to happen after Ramadan, Ya Allah? Shaitan will be released, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, shaitan and nafs are the greatest enemies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you do not help us against these enemies of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, we will be destroyed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with steadfastness after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep us in your obedience, Ya Allah. Keep us far, far away from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the realization that, Ya Allah, a life of sin will only bring restlessness and misery, Ya Allah. And a life of obedience will bring us happiness and tranquility, Ya Allah. For Ya Allah, when you are pleased with someone, then Ya Allah, that person is in Jannah, is in Jannah in this very world, Ya Allah. O Allah, create within our hearts a strong inclination towards good deeds, Ya Allah. Create an aversion for sins within our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We get tired of raising our hands, Ya Allah. O Allah, these brothers, Ya Allah, who are, Ya Allah, despite the lengthy dua after the khatam of the Quran and Majeed, Ya Allah, they are still set for this program, Ya Allah. Despite their tiredness, Ya Allah, they are sitting, Ya Allah. You know, Ya Allah, that they are sitting because they have great hope in you, Ya Allah. They are hoping in your mercy, in your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you look at the umid in you, Ya Allah. For Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, أَنَعِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, that Ya Allah, you have declared that I deal with my servant in the manner that they have an opinion with regards to me, Ya Allah. These brothers have great hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. They have great hope in your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well aware of the good desires and aspirations of every single one who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill all their good desires and aspiration. Whatever challenge, sickness they are going through, you alleviate it, Ya Allah. Tonight we cannot forget, Ya Allah, our near and dear ones who have passed away, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah. Grandparents, Ya Allah. Some have lost their relatives, Ya Allah. Brothers, sisters, Ya Allah. Mashayikh, abbas, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we beseech you tonight, Ya Allah. Fill the graves with noor, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al quburahum rawdatan bi riyadil jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there's so many people that we should be making dua for, Ya Allah. There are those who have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah. There are so many people, Ya Allah, who have been kind to us, Ya Allah. You know them very well, Ya Allah. We beseech you tonight, Ya Allah. Bless them with the best of this dunya and the best of akhirah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. We beseech you and ask you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr. Ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر واستعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بأمید کرم آیا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.